1 through 5, and it reads, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeemed your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who steadfasts you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. This is the word of the Lord.
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, we should be more thankful and joyful as we praise the Lord. Happy Thanksgiving. Wonderful. Today is our Thanksgiving Sunday, and last Saturday it was really fun. The children's choir class that Jacob and Sai Ping taught, they put together a list of things they are thankful for. And it was funny to see that some of the things they mentioned, iPads, backpack, video games, were actually listed above God and Jesus. They also put family and friends. I was told later that just because video games was number 3 and God was only number 6, it wasn't in any special order. It was just the way they started naming things. I was even told that one child, this is so smart and I want to talk to that child, said when someone said God, and then someone else said they were thankful for Jesus, that child said, aren't they the same person? Ooh, pretty smart for a 6 or 7-year-old, right? But it was fun to see the children's choir put together their list of what they were thankful for. And I encourage you now to maybe just take a few seconds, 30 seconds, to write down on the back of your worship bulletin things that you are thankful to God for. So take a few seconds to write that. Things you are thankful to God for. So hopefully you've had a chance to list maybe a couple of things that you're thankful to God for. Let us pray together first. Lord, I ask that you guide my words in this morning's message, that you use them at your will to speak your truth, Lord, that each of us here hear your word, that we truly and honestly reflect on your word, that they be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer. Amen. Thank you. So it's fun to see during Thanksgiving time all the different Thanksgiving type stories. We know that Peanuts and Snoopy and the gang have a Thanksgiving gathering cartoon that we often see on TV, and we see fun sort of modern day reactments of the Thanksgiving gathering. And you think back of the Pilgrims and the first settlers and when they first had their Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving itself didn't become a national holiday or thing until the mid-1800s, but even earlier than that, the settlers gathered with all their bounty and harvest to be thankful for the Lord and what their lives had. So we think about now, thousands of years, hundreds of years later, as we sit down at Thanksgiving, whether it's today after church, you all are invited to our Thanksgiving luncheon right next door at 12:45 at the elementary school cafeteria, or when you sit down later, hopefully with friends or family, and celebrate Thanksgiving together, you do take a moment to pause and list the things you were thankful for. Think about the things you were thankful for, the things that you wrote possibly down on your worship bulletin. But I want to challenge us not to just be thankful for things on one day of the week, or not just on Sundays, or not just on the fourth Thursday of November, or not at Christmas time or birthdays, but we need to be thankful for God and what he gives us and does for us all days of the week. Now, I challenge you to look at your list and think about the things that you wrote down. When the children's choir were asked what are they thankful to God for, they listed backpack and friends and family and food and iPads and video games. But these are all things that God gives to them. And what did you write down? Did you write down home? Did you write down mother? Did you write down husband? Did you write down child-to-be? Congratulations, Kathy and Derek. Did you write down delicious food or your job that you have? These all are material things, and I bet even I, when I write my list, will write down these things. We have a tendency when we thank God to thank God for things that God gives us. But we also, on Thanksgiving and every day, need to stop and think and thank God for what He does for us. So it's not just thanking God for what He gives us, but what He does for us. So this morning's scripture passage, and I apologize to Phoebe for changing it at the last minute, comes from Psalms, where David in Psalm 103 writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me." We sang part of that song this morning, is "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He says, "For the Lord forgives all your iniquity. The Lord heals all your diseases. The Lord redeems your life from the pit. The Lord crowns you with steadfast love and satisfies you with good." These are all things that God does for us. These are all things that we need to be thankful for, to recognize that God does these amazing, wonderful things for us, unconditional, sacrificial love that God gives us. He forgives all iniquities. He heals diseases. He redeems our life from the pit. He crowns us with His steadfast love and satisfies us with good. Now, I have to warn you, this morning's sermon passage is a two-part sermon. So you'll hear half of it this Sunday, because we do have to end service a little bit earlier so we can go over to the school to help set up. And then you'll hear the next half of it next Sunday. So I hope those who are here for the first time will return, and those who aren't here this Sunday, we can fill them in. But this morning we're going to talk about what God does for us that we must be thankful for. The first two things: God forgives all our iniquities, and God heals our diseases. Now, when you think about forgiveness, it sometimes can be an easy thing. It's the words that you say, "Oh, yes, I forgive you." But when you think about forgiveness, what does it truly mean? And think about God forgiving all our iniquities. For only God truly knows our faults, truly knows our failures, truly knows when we make the wrong decisions, and God can forgive all these things because He has such amazing love and grace for us. There's an author, Ken Blanchard, and he's known to talk to companies as they reorganize, and he wrote a book called The 1 Minute Manager. And he talks about how you're supposed to be this great manager if you do certain things for 1 minute. But the author, Ken Blanchard, says that our society has become sort of a more pessimistic society. We become so lost in stories of horror and fear and violence, we sometimes forget the optimistic, the good things that happen in our world. If you turn on the news reports and watch even a half an hour news, what are these reports filled with? With recent bombings and terrorist attacks in Paris, with people homeless on the streets during this Thanksgiving season, with stories of violence and robberies happening in the world, all these negative news reports seem to come out. They say that there is even more news time spent on sports and weather reports than stories of good things happening in the world or lifting up of human nature. How did we become a society that then tends to focus or even dwell or even like the negative, the sad? So this author, Ken Blanchard, says then we become sort of a society that has what's called a 1 minute of shaming. We can easily write down all our faults, all the things we did wrong in 1 minute. But he says we must instead become not a society of 1 minute of shaming, but a society that practices 1 minute of praising. To praise each other, to say, "Yes, you've done these wonderful things," to point them out in our fellow brothers and sisters. We must always be praising of each other. Because God, when He forgives all our iniquities, that is in ways what He is doing. God is giving us a lifetime of praising so that we don't dwell on our faults, we don't dwell on the things that we have done wrong in the past, we don't get mired down by the failures that we have, but instead, we are lifted up by God's forgiveness of our iniquities. to be able to say to ourselves, wow, God forgives me. I invite you now to say that out loud and see what it feels like. Say, God forgives me.
God forgives me.
Okay, now turn to a neighbor, because you know I like doing this, and say, neighbor, God forgives you. Now we say it smiling, but we really should mean it, right? So let's say it again. Neighbor, God forgives you.
Neighbor, God forgives you.
God forgives you. Three short but simple words that have so much power in them. Shouldn't we be thankful for that on this Thanksgiving Sunday? That God loves us so much that He forgives us. When Jesus died on the cross, we always think about the seven last phrases that He said. We look at the book of Luke 23, especially verse 34, where these seven last phrases start. And the very first phrase He says as He is dying on the cross, the very first thing Jesus says is, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus, with His death, the very first thing He says before He takes His last breath, is Father, forgive them. And with the death of Jesus on the cross, we are forgiven. We receive this wonderful gift that we must be thankful for, not just today, but every single day. For as Jesus took His last breath, we are given new life and new breath. So each breath we take must be a breath of thankfulness, for God forgives our iniquities. And we must recognize that, because if we do not recognize that, then we are denying Jesus' death on the cross for our sins. And we must not do that. And that goes on to the second part, that God not just forgives us, but God also heals us. He knows when we are broken. He knows when we are hurt. He knows when we are lost. God understands all of this and doesn't just forgive us, but also heals us as well. We know in life we become physically ill. What do? You go to the doctor. Even our Chinese pastor, Reverend Tan, has not been feeling well lately. He recently lived in Singapore and before that in Texas. So one of the first things he did when he moved here in August was find a doctor. And it worked out, because now that he is not feeling well, he can go see the doctor. So we all probably know the phone number of our doctor, or can easily look up the name of a medical center we can go to when we are sick and we need to be healed. But what about when you are broken spiritually, when you are lost and you are unsure of your faith? Remember that God is there and God will heal you. God provides in amazing and sometimes even mysterious ways, but God will always heal you. There's a recent story that's been happening, and it revolves around Hong Kong McDonald's. Now, Hong Kong McDonald's, if you've ever been, are very interesting and amazing things. And we might ask church members, Yanni and Joe, they were recently in Hong Kong. But in Hong Kong, many of the McDonald's are open 24 hours. Pretty awesome so far, right? 24-hour McDonald's. And they also not only are open 24 hours, many of them deliver. Can you imagine McDonald's delivering? I could call them right now and have a Big Mac delivered by the end of service. And the McDonald's in Hong Kong, the menus are amazing. They don't just have apple pies, but they have taro pies. So if you like taro, you can get a taro pie. I love corn, so instead of getting a side of French fries, you can get a side, a little cup of corn, sweet corn with butter. They also have a new thing. It's called the Aloha Heat Burger. It's a quarter pounder patty with pineapple and salsa. Pretty cool for McDonald's in Hong Kong. But there's a unique thing about many of the McDonald's in Hong Kong. There's actually two or three of them, they say, that are open 24 hours. And from the time about 12 midnight till maybe 6 in the morning, these 24-hour McDonald's let people who do not have homes come in and stay in McDonald's. They'll come in and maybe just order a cup of tea from money someone on the street has given them, and be able to stay the night in these 24-hour McDonald's. It's not that amazing of a thing. Apparently, it's been going on in Hong Kong for actually quite a long time. But the reason it was in the news in October was because one of the persons, a 60-year-old homeless woman staying the night in the McDonald's, as she usually does, passed away. And she was not discovered until the next morning. She was just slumped in that corner for those 6 hours, deceased. This has brought light on what's happening in Hong Kong with the homeless people in this McDonald's. And then, since her death in early October, all these stories went out. They began to talk to the people in McDonald's to find out their background and their stories. There was one woman who was homeless, living in this McDonald's, staying there from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. Her name was Mary Siao. And Mary Siao is actually a woman originally from Singapore. And she told the reporter her story, how she had family, she had a son, she had loving sisters and brothers, she was surrounded with family and friends and church friends even in Singapore. But she met a company that promised her riches. They said, if you sell your house, invest all your money in with us, come to Hong Kong and invest in our company and give us your money, we will double, we will triple your fortune. And Mary believed these people could do that. So she went to Hong Kong, she gave them all the selling proceeds from her house, she gave them everything, and within a month the company vanished. Mary had no money, she had no home. Her greed took over to lead her to this path, even though her son and family members said not to do it. And then Mary was ashamed. She didn't know what to do. She didn't have money to go back home. Her pride kept her from contacting her son. So for 2 years, Mary was homeless in Hong Kong, staying in that McDonald's overnight. But this amazing thing happened. The reporter who interviewed her told her story, and that story spread, and it spread and spread and spread to her son in Singapore, who didn't know where his mom had been for 2 years, didn't know if she was dead, if she was in Singapore, where she was. And the son then contacted the reporter, and the reporter put him in touch with Mary. And then, on just a couple of days ago, on November 20th, Mary flew back to Singapore because her son flew to Hong Kong to get her. It's this wonderful story how if something tragic happened, the death of another homeless woman in this 24-hour McDonald's, that then led to another woman, this woman named Mary, being reunited with her son and back home again. God, I believe, was working in this mysterious ways in healing Mary. And God also works in so many ways and heals our lives as well. So when you truly do think about it, you know that God can heal you in all these ways. So I now invite you to say, God heals me. God heals me. And you know I love it. Say it to your neighbor. Neighbor, God heals you. Neighbor, God heals you. So we know that God forgives our iniquities. We know that God heals our diseases. These are just two things that God does for us that we must be thankful for, not just today, Thanksgiving Sunday, but every Sunday as well. And then next Sunday, we will continue to talk about how we should be thankful for God for what God does for us, that God redeems our life from the pit. And there's a great story about being lost in a pit that I'll tell you next Sunday. How God also crowns us with his steadfast love. That's an amazing thing to think about. Jesus Christ is our King, but yet we receive God's steadfast love with a crown of his steadfast love. And God also satisfies us with good, and we are renewed like eagles. These are all amazing things that we must recognize that God does for us and be thankful for. Let us pray. Loving God, we come humbly before you this Thanksgiving Sunday. We know we have created this list on our worship bulletin, a list of things that we know that you have given us and we are thankful for. But we also know, Lord, that you do so many things for us. We are especially thankful for this. The greatest thing that we are thankful for your forgiveness, for your steadfast love, for your healing us in times of need and all that you do. But the greatest thing that we are thankful for is the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, for us, now and forever. Amen.